Weightlessness occurs only at the center of mass of the space shuttle orbiter as it rotates 300 kilometers above the Earth. Calculate the effective G that an astronaut in the orbiter would feel who is 3 meters closer to the Earth than the center of mass of the orbiter. And we can ignore relativistic effects in this problem. So we have the space shuttle. And it's 300 kilometers above the Earth's surface. So here's the Earth, here's the space shuttle up here flying around, and somewhere in the center of mass is where the whole thing is weightless. So we have an astronaut that's about 3 meters below the center of mass, and we want to find basically the effective G. Well, so what do we know, and how can we work this problem? Well, we know that G, the acceleration of gravity, is equal to big G, the gravitational constant, times the mass of the Earth over R squared. So that's the acceleration of gravity as a function of R. Let's just go ahead and take the derivative. So dG is equal to, this would be R minus 2, it would be minus 2 GM over R cubed times dR. So what we're going to end up finding then is the delta G from the center of mass. So it's going to be delta G equal to GM over R cubed times delta R, when I'm not worrying about the signs here. So we take the derivative just to find the relationship between the change in the acceleration of gravity with the distance, say, from where it's weightless. Okay, so what is this delta R? Well, delta R was given to us as we're 3 meters. The person is 3 meters from the center of mass, so delta R, in fact, will be 3 meters. What's R going to be? Well, R is going to equal to the Earth's radius, but then we're 300 kilometers up, so we have to add the 300 kilometers. The radius of the Earth is 6.378 times 10 to the 6th meters, plus now we want to add 3 times 10 to the 5th, right, meters. We have 300 kilometers, which is 300 times 10 to the 3rd meters, or 3 times 10 to the 5th. Okay, if we add this together, we get that this is going to be 0.3 times 10 to the 6th, so this would be 6.678 times 10 to the 6th meters. So now let's calculate delta G. Delta G will be 2 times 6.673 times 10 to the minus 11, this is just the gravitational constant, and it's going to be meters cubed over kilogram seconds times the mass of the Earth, 5.98 times 10 to the 24th kilograms, times delta R, which is 3 meters, and I need to divide that by R cubed, which is 6.678 times 10 to the 6 meters quantity cubed. Okay, so multiply all this out, we get 8.04 times 10 to the minus 6 meters per second squared. So I found delta G. So I actually didn't find the effective G, did I? So to find the effective G, we would just put in this quantity, put in the numbers that I have for R, and then we would subtract from that G, this delta G. I was more interested in what the change in delta G is. For example, what is delta G over G? Well, G is about 9.8, so it's really close to 10. So this ratio is going to be about 8 times 10 to the minus 7. So it's a really, really small effect, the change in gravity away from the 3 meters away from the center mass of the orbiter, so the astronaut's still going to feel pretty much weightless at that point.